The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. Ohio State hosts Minnesota on Saturday, a noon Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Oh, thank you very much. Hi, Coach. I was wondering, as you watch Pete Warner play the last several weeks, he seems to be playing with a lot of dynamic, and I'm just wondering, what's your take on how he has progressed as this season's gone along?
Oh, he's an elite player, elite person. You know, he's very gifted, very talented guy. Big, fast, extremely smart, and really cares. So, yeah, he's got an incredible future.
And, Urban, as you watch Dwayne Haskins Jr., great, I guess, his play that has maybe even surprised you. He seems to be pretty good in the tough moments. But just what is your sense of that? What is the trait that's the way he's played that has surprised you?
Well, I get asked that a lot, and really his talent and his quick release and his accuracy is not. But that's only a portion of playing quarterback. What's really he does a lot of work with setting protections and, directing traffic, and he's done a really good job of that.
Thanks, man.
Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, in looking at your two games against ranked teams, TCU and Penn State, you outscored them 47-27 in the second half, and last week 21-6 in your win last week. How happy are you with the depth that you have, and do you think that is a major factor in why you guys were able to take care of the ranked teams and do so well in the second half?
Well, that's a great question, and certainly, I don't feel the depth like other people say we have. We're dealing with some injuries, et cetera, but there's two things. One is the depth and quality of players that can roll in there, and then the number two is, I think our strength staff, you've heard me talk about the conditioning and how hard, our guys how hard they train and work to be prepared for second half tight ball games, and they performed well.
What do you see on film as the biggest challenge for your team in that noon kickoff against Minnesota this week?
I see their I spend all time, most of my time on defense. Watching their defense and their top 20 defense. They don't, the big plays, they're one of the best teams in the country and giving up big plays. They keep it all in front of them, and we're kind of a big play offense. And so, that's the biggest challenge I see right now.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Yes, Urban. You guys are 118th in penalties per game and 119th in yardage. Now, there are tolerable penalties and there are ones that drive coaches crazy. What's your thought on the number and the quantity and quality of the penalties you guys are committing?
It's always a concern. I'm not one of those guys that go crazy on penalties, especially when you're, playing aggressive, et cetera. But, that's far too many. And that's something that, we've addressed constantly and constantly. The ones that you can't have are in a kicking game. And that's when we lose our mind, because those are the most devastating penalties there are. And we've had some of those. So the obvious answer, Bill, is we work extremely hard and, usually fundamental technique and effort overcomes penalties, and that's something that we continue to strive to work on.
And one thing about the offensive line, when you were asked about injuries, you talked about Brady Taylor coming back fairly soon, you hope. If he comes back and is healthy, do you foresee any changes on the offensive line as a result of that?
No, it's just the quality depth right now. I don't know what the future holds, but we just right now – Wyatt Davis is really coming on, and he's the next in, and Nick Petit has really come on. Josh Ellaby is coming on. Josh Myers. We just need, we need a little bit more depth in there.
Okay. Thanks, Kelly.
Your next question is from Dan Hope, 11 Warriors.
Urban, you talked a little bit yesterday about some of the struggles you guys have had in the running game and specifically in the short yardage game. So I wanted to ask, have you guys talked at all about using any two-back sets and putting Mike Weber and J.K. Dobbins on the field together?
We've talked about everything. That's not the issue. The issue is that, everybody's packed in there on us. So somehow we have to get out of that. And there's a variety of ways to do that. One's throwing the ball a little bit more. One's trying to get on the edge a little bit more, like we actually did against Penn State when J.K. scored on that one, as opposed to slamming up in there all the time. So those are all things we're thinking about.
And one asked about Brian Snead. Do you have any update on his status right now?
No update yet.
Your next question is from Marcus Hartman, Dayton Daily News.
Hi, Urban. How do you feel like your pass rush has been so far this season?
Well, Chase has been really good. Coop's been pretty good. And Draymond, you know, we need a little bit more. You know, I think Lander's getting healthy. Will give us a little bit of a jolt in there. But not what we expected. Obviously, when you lose a guy like Bosa, that's going to be a tremendous hit. But the other guys have worked really hard. It's not what we expect, but the guys are, you know, it's getting close.
How much is that something that can also be an answer to some of the issues you've had with in pass defense, just getting after the quarterback quicker?
Yeah, it's the obvious answer. It's, you know, it's 50% of pass defense is pass rush, and the other half is coverage. So that's, you know, I think we got to get better at both.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, can you talk a little bit about the impact that Bryant Hartline is having as a coach with your wide receiving group? It is really looking to step up this year, it seems like.
Yeah, it's Coach Hart's done a really great, really good job. And then, you know, that's the one of the most unique groups I've ever seen as far as leadership and accountability and love for each other. It's really a great group.
And a little off the subject with you guys, but Denzel Ward is making a major impact at the NFL level with the Cleveland Browns. Are you surprised by this? He was thrown into the fire right away and leading candidate maybe for Defensive Rookie of the Year, or did you expect it?
Wow. No, I saw Sam Hubbard had a great day as well. We just love our guys, and I saw that from, you know, Denzel was, you know, he's one of our all-time favorites here.
Thank you.
You bet.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. You have a question from Bill Landis, Cleveland.com.
Hi, Urban. What's the status of Malik Barrow? I don't think we've seen him at all out dressed for any of these games, and I know he had dealt with some injury issues in the past. So just wondering what his status is.
Yeah, he's still rehabbing and you know, working his tail off to get back.
But he's still on the roster currently?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question is from Ken Rota, WHBC Radio.
Urban, up here in Stark County where I'm located, Maslin's having a great season, and a kid that's playing pretty well for you comes from that program his senior year, at least Thayer Munford. What can you tell us about the progress he made from last year to this year and what you see out of him so far in your 6-0 team?
Yeah, it's a great respect for Maslin, and obviously Thayer is representing him well. I mean, he's incredible. His, you know, every time you say the word Thayer Munford, everybody thinks about his story and his struggles and his fight, and he's doing great academically, and he's obviously a hell of a player for us, so I can't say enough good things about him.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.